Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You haven't had to yell at your neighbors lately, have you?
No.
Just making sure. I did hit her. I don't want to go down this road.
Try to refrain from that.
To stay away from your neighbors or just talking to your neighbors?
No, yelling. Why would you yell at neighbors?
Well, I park the car in the wrong place. Maybe use your trash can after walking their dogs down the street. I heard that there was a dilemma going on here at the station. Someone, I mean, that's straight rude, isn't it? You walk your dogs. All of a sudden, it's trash day. You see somebody else has their trash can out, and you kind of you got to throw away stuff. And then all of a sudden, you use their trash can. That's not cool, is it? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I know the story. I heard it.
Yeah. Do you think that that's cool or not? I'm just curious.
Of course it's not.
It's rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dan, agree?
I don't know. Really? I think it just depends on what.
It is a trash can.
If you're putting dog mess in there, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, if you're putting dog mess in there and it's like going to the bottom of the can, I have a different problem with it. But like if, you know, you've got a... I don't know.
If it's all wrapped up.
Some kind of garbage.
Of course it's wrapped up. I mean,
yeah, some kind of garbage that you like picked up on the street or something like that, and you want to put it in a trash can. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, garbage. I get that. I can understand, but it's the dog stuff. I just thought I heard that conversation the other day, and I was just like, man, that's rude. Like, you can't do it. Well, take it back to your own garbage can.
Make sure it's like on the top so that it falls out and doesn't end up like dropping.
Okay, let's get back to the Browns, shall we? Nick Chubb. Speaking of the Browns, right? So Nick Chubb spoke for the first time down in Houston. And so I was really excited to hear what he had to say. Now, we know that when Nick was here, Nick didn't say a whole lot. He spoke with his actions. Spoke with his actions. Like, great plays, gave the ball back to the referee, let's move on.
That's speak softly and bust off 60-yard touchdown runs.
Exactly right. So, what did Nick say when he got to Houston about the Browns, maybe, perhaps, or anything else?
Nothing about the Browns. We could flush that one immediately.
Let me be the judge.
He's Nick Chubb.
Oh, let Andy be the judge.
Let me be the judge. How could you not be interested in what he had to say? You had to think he had to say something about his game or being here or something like that.
Right.
You know, injuries happen. And with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. And so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
I hate him for having so much class.
I have a second bite if you'd like.
Say something mean about the Browns. Say something great about the fans. Say something mean about the organization for not bringing you back because the fans wanted you back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Chubb.
You know, I was questioning why they wanted me. And then I came here and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk. And I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here. And I'm excited about it.
Oh, my God. He's joined the Borg.
He's always been in it.
But not yeah, talk. But now he's got other guys who have all assimilated.
He's always been that way. Nick Chubb isn't going to say anything trashing the organization.
I don't really want him to trash the organization.
Say bad.
I don't
know. Nick Chubb.
I want to still love him and be on our team.
And you can.
I wonder if he had to leave the Batman
stuff here. He's wearing Guardians colors now. Think of it that way.
Why would he have to leave the Batman stuff here?
I just asked. I didn't say he did.
No, you said I wonder if he...
Yeah. I don't know. Was it the teams?
Why wouldn't you take it? You think the team has their own...
Maybe. They have everything else.
You're trying to say they've got a fight over a dome, but they can keep their Batman costume? No problem?
They have plenty of guitars to smash. It's a lot of good music that we're not going to hear.
So you've crushed my Nick Chubb dreams. Thanks. All right. Well, I wanted to make sure you were able to hear what he had to say about the Browns, which he didn't. So he did have a press conference. It is weird seeing him in that jersey, though. I'm not going to lie. It was weird. Admit it. Yes? No? Admit it. It was weird. It was weird? No? Yes?
I didn't actually see it.
Oh, you didn't? It's weird.
I knew he signed there. I can visualize Nick Chubb in a Houston Texans jersey.
I felt better when I realized they're just Guardians colors.
See?
Oh, all right. I guess I can live with that. He's not here, but Deontay Johnson is here.
Finally.
And the Browns got to talk about finally that he's here.
Yeah, he didn't show up for OTAs.
Well, should he have? Did he have to? Were they mandatory?
No, they weren't mandatory. Should he have? Yes, he should have.
Why? We didn't get mad at Myles Garrett for not being here. Why should we be mad at another veteran?
Myles is good and Deontay's trying to salvage a career.
Wow. Very judgmental.
Very factual.
I think he deserves the same respect.
Factual.
He deserves the same respect as any other veteran in the NFL.
Oh, I'm not saying he had to be here. He got some bum advice from somebody
along the way because
maybe
there
he had some personal things and he couldn't. But sorry, you need to be here. You have a career to salvage.
Mm. Dan, what do you have to say yesterday?
Well, the big part of it kind of is what Jeff laid out. His past is going to follow him around everywhere. He was politely asked to leave the Ravens twice. He was cut last year as well. So clearly, opportunities were few, and Deontay Johnson knew it.
You know, I'm thankful, you know, just to get another opportunity to be here one day at a time, control what I can control, you know, make the most of my opportunities, and that's how it is for me right now. Last year is last year. I mean, I'm just worried about this year.
All right. He's good. It's all good.
It's what you want to hear for a guy who was politely asked to leave the Ravens twice and was cut from the Texans.
Like,
that's kind of the way that this stuff goes. But the big thing, of course, that question, the word malcontent gets thrown around. I don't know if that's totally the way to describe it. But he's had some hiccups along the way. And so the Browns, of course, need to get some answers.
Really just what I bring to the table, like how I'm going to move forward and stuff like that. I feel like I'm doing the right things right now, just moving forward.
Just moving forward.
Just moving forward.
Just give me the ball.
Here's the thing.
Okay with it.
Let me bounce something off of you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Clearly, the end for him in Pittsburgh happened, and they traded him to Carolina. I get that. Okay. But, you know, for some reason, things didn't work out in Pittsburgh. It didn't work out with George Pickens in Pittsburgh either. George is a very good receiver, and Deontay was very good in Pittsburgh, but it didn't last. Went to Carolina. He was on a one-year deal, and they moved him. They weren't very good, and I'm sure they thought they could, you know, get something. And then it didn't work in Baltimore. He refused to go into a game. Didn't work in Houston, and he ended up back in Baltimore because they thought they might be able to get, a compensatory draft choice by signing him and losing him in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year was really weird. Let me ask you this one. I don't think Browns fans remember how good this guy is. Do you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do. I mean, the thing about it is when a guy puts a different jersey on, I tend to try to forget about what the problems were in the past and hope that it's a new beginning and a fresh start. So, I mean, I remember how good he was. I hope that they can help him because, as you've said numerous times, and I agree with you on the whole notion of being able to
hand me that pen in front of you, would you?
Be exciting, yeah. To be
thanks.
Have a fresh start somewhere else. So I'm all about fresh starts.
Okay, let me hear one more thing from him, Dano.
Well, you brought up the Pittsburgh part of it and him wanting to, you know, when he was that good, and Jeff saying, I don't think people totally remember. Well, he was asked about how good he was in Pittsburgh.
How much will it be to get back to that form when you are really playing so well for the Steelers?
I'm still in that form. It's just a matter whenever I get my opportunities, you know, and be able to put it on film.
All right, can I give you some things that might surprise you a little bit?
Okay. Stats to steer my thoughts? Is that what we call this?
Well, no, I just want everybody to remember and understand something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jerry Jeudy had a nice year here last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Jerry, clearly, if you're going to label a guy, he's clearly the Browns' number one wide receiver. Is he not?
Yeah, he is today. Yeah.
Jerry has played 5 years in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the sixth for Diontae Johnson in the NFL.
Okay.
If you take the 5 years Diontae Johnson played in Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm,
and compare those to the 5 years that Jerry Jeudy played, four in Denver and one in Cleveland, Diontae Johnson has 90 more receptions. He has a little less than 100 more yards, and he has 10 more touchdowns. In other words, other than yardage, where Jerry Jeudy is known as a guy who can bust it a little bit,
mm-hmm,
Diontae Johnson has so outperformed Jerry Jeudy in the first 5 years of each of their careers. It's not even silly. 25 touchdowns to 15, 391 yards receptions, 391 receptions to 301. My only point here is this. This guy could be really good. And you know how much I scream about wide receivers.
I've never heard you once. I thought you were content with every great third-round receiver this team's ever.
This guy, and he said, my phone rang from one team. The Cleveland Browns were the only team that called him. And what did the Browns have to pay him? Vet minimum. You don't think there's a chip on that shoulder? And he said he's thankful to be here. He's got a great opportunity, blah, 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 blah. And he has to salvage a career. But it's a career where he was really good. Really good. And then for whatever reason, and since I wasn't there and didn't see it, I'm not drawing any conclusions. For whatever reason, man, he fell off the face of the earth. Although he was okay with Carolina last year before they traded him. He was okay. And then it just went south. But this guy has ability, or had ability. I think he still does. And if he can come in and just kind of get it back together again, I think the Browns have found themselves a terrific wide receiver. When free agency hit, I threw his name out and said, you need to go get this guy. Take a chance. And they did. I'm glad they did. But he, in the first 5 years of his career, better than Jerry Jeudy in the first 5 years of his career, at least statistically.
Hmm. Sometimes I wonder if teams like guys more because they've had great success against their team. It just depending on, and that depends on the sport. Sometimes, like, you pick up a guy because you know he's just ripped you apart throughout the years. He's had good games against the Browns. He only had one touchdown against the Browns in his career, but he had numerous games of, you know, 80 plus yards. He had at least three of those. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I remember him wrecking us a couple times. He had two games where he just about had 100 yards in reception.
Former Toledo Rocket.
Yeah, so I don't. Why couldn't he be our number one receiver?
I'm not even going to label him. I want him to be one of the Browns' starting receivers. That's what I'm looking for. You're going to need three of them. I hope he's one of them, because if he is, and they incorporate his abilities, and he allows himself to play football, and whatever it was that messed him up last year gets kicked to the curb, great. The Browns have something. And I commend them for signing him. And if he doesn't fit in, doesn't want to fit in, get rid of him. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It doesn't seem like there's a gigantic investment, but the return on it could be outstanding.
Could be huge.
Could be big. I agree with you on that. And so I'm looking forward to see where he could play. I would think he's got himself, as long as he just plays football, he's locked into, I would think he could be, lock himself into a roster spot by the, it could have done
could
by
be,
the end
could
of today.
Be now, yeah.
Yeah, as of yeah. right now. But we'll find out more about him as we progress towards the regular
season. In fact,
I'd
be surprised if he hasn't, Andy. He's been really good.
All he has to do is show up and play his normal game, and he should have a spot on the team. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.